love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Christopher Manti, your host. It's 9 o'clock on Friday night. Thanks, as always, for joining me. Previously, this program was called Things Not Seen. I think it's a great name. Still do. However, it has come to my attention that I should change it. So from now on, I'm just me. The Christopher Manti Show. Welcome in. Glad to have you. Thanks so much for joining me. 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176 is the phone number to call and talk to me. That's me, Christopher Manti, on the Manti Show. Okay? Get used to it. It's not that bad. Some of my audio still has the old show title in it, but that's okay. We are rolling with it. No problem at all. Welcome to the Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationradio.org, .org. Please go there, like it, and spread the word about it. And you can listen to all our shows there, find out about all our hosts throughout the week. All kinds of awesome stuff there. We have banners and links to great organizations like traditionalamericanmovement.com. Find us on Facebook, please, at Conservative Nation Radio. And find this show on Facebook at Manti Show. That's M-A-N-T-E-I. M-A-N-T-E-I Show. Manti Show. Okay? Twitter, CNR Show. Email me if you want, Christopher, at ConservativeNationRadio.org. And I will get that immediately. Read it on the air. I don't care. Whatever you want. And, of course, this is the Trinity Media Studios, Trinity Media online and on Twitter at Trin Media. Please don't forget that. Please, please. So important. Trinity's work. And we'll talk about that more tonight. So welcome. It is the 8th day of March, 2013. And on the show tonight, we will be joined pretty soon by an extremely awesome special guest from the Guiding Star Project, Laura Ricketts, super, super conservative star as far as I'm concerned, and she'll be on to talk about that great organization and other things, and she will take your calls. So please feel free to call us at any point tonight, 718-305-7176. Manti Show here with you till 11 p.m. Eastern, like every Friday night on conservativenationradio.org. Also, coming up on the show, there's disturbing events happening in Canada. Canada. And we'll go over exactly what's happening. I'm calling it When Free Speech Died in Canada. You bet you didn't know that happened. It did a couple of days ago. And it's not looking good. And definitely it's not a good sign when our neighbors to the north, when things like that happen. I mean, basically, let's face it, Canada is our 51st state, okay? Or a collection of, 51 through 58, I don't know, however many. provinces they have, whatever. It's very much like America, just colder. And anything that happens there as a threat to their free speech and liberty is not a good sign. Usually these things come south, right? Okay, so the day free speech died in Canada. Two things I didn't get to last week's show because of our awesome guest at that juncture, Mr. Eric Boy from Campaign for Liberty. Just he's on fire, man. He just let him loose, and he just keeps going. Love it. So two things I want to touch on that I missed. One is Chris Christie, the governor of my home state, my previous home state of New Jersey. Why Chris Christie will never be president. I am guaranteeing it. Lock solid, lead pipe lock. No way. He will never be president. And I'll explain why. And also, is it possible on the abortion issue? Is it possible to regulate abortion out of existence? I want to dedicate that. I want to speak to pro-lifers out there with this. I'm sure most of you are who are listening. I want you to really think about what I'm about to go into when I talk about that. Really, really, really examine what you believe and what you're willing to stand on, okay? It's really important, I think, because even if you think you're in a certain place, there's a inspiration and exhilaration when you just admit the truth. And I'll tell you what I mean later. 718-305-7176 is the phone number. Christopher Manti Show. And finally, and what we're going to lead off with today, is something that happened two nights ago. Rand Paul, I'm sure you are aware of this. Of course, I'm a fan of the guy. We all know this. If you listen to me for any amount of time, ever since I've been on the air at Conservative Nation Radio here, I've openly endorsed Rand Paul for president. There's no other choice in my mind. There's no one else that could come along that has the boldness and character. Nah, I don't want to say that. Other people have character, but he's the right man for the times. And God forbid, I don't know what, if he didn't get the nomination, I don't know who else would, but I can't imagine someone being more, I don't want to say conservative, but it'd be more left wing if Rand Paul doesn't win, okay? And then God forbid if the Socialist Party wins, America is changed forever. Some say it's already past the tipping point. It might be, looking at the size of our government and the never-ending dysfunction. And I don't mean bickering. I mean the explosive growth and the obesity of the bureaucrat and the lust for power among the professionals, politicians, lobbyists, lawyers. They're not normal folks, and that's a bad thing. And we see the consequence of that. Anyway, Rand Paul went on a tear here two days and nights ago, started about, 11:45 in the morning? A good old-fashioned filibuster. And he did not stop for 13 hours. And you really, if you don't know what a filibuster is, most people know it's when a senator, it's a peculiar rule of our United States Senate that if someone just keeps talking and talking, a senator, you can't get to any other business. You can't get to vote or anything. What else do you do besides vote? I'm not sure. Okay, you can't vote on anything if someone won't shut up. So it's been used several times over the years, and of course, for various things, some more worthy than others, of course. But Mr. Paul, Senator Dr. Paul, decided to filibuster the nomination vote for John Brennan for CIA director. And the reason why is because he couldn't get a dang straight answer out of either Brennan or Eric Holder or the president about killing Americans on American soil without due process. It happened. Everyone was, you know, remember the drone aspect of it. Can you kill Americans with the drones? I think that's misguided. That's misplaced. That just happens to be the medium, the vehicle, literally, of the point. But the larger point is, can the government kill its own citizens without due process? That's a hugely impactful, meaningful question. It's everything. It gets to the root of our republic, of any government, because that is that the bottom line problem for the rest of the world, which is governments of man, when they go sour, they kill their own citizens because they can. It's happened over and 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 over again in history. And now we want to make sure it's not happening here. So that was the purpose of Rand Paul's filibuster, and I'll get into a little more detail about what he actually said and then the reaction to it after this brief, so brief time out. Now, as I mentioned, Traditional American Network, movement.com earlier. We call them TRAD-AM here for short. It's very important that we mention them. The leftist media, of course, would like us conservatives to think that we're just a few lonely voices out in the wilderness, but do not be fooled. Americans identify themselves as conservatives, outnumber liberals 2-1 in numerous polls going back years. It's so true. Nobody, when it comes down to it, yes, I'm a conservative. Well, how do you vote? Well, it's different. How do you live? Well, what do you fight for? Well, the point is, if you get down to it, there's many more conservatives in this country. And if you respect traditional American values, like conservatives do, there is a place for you to call home on the internet. It's called traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TRADAM, as we like to call it. TraditionalAmericanMovement.com is the place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars. Without turf wars, because you know that happens. We see it every day, unfortunately. And I'll get into that in a minute, too. So meet there without that stuff and find out what's new in the conservative community. So join up, find out what's happening, be a part of the conservative revolution, all on TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. That's TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. I hope to see you there soon. TRADAM, as always, is a liberal free website.
Things not seen.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years, we're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places. The places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Things Not Seen has returned.
Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
It's me, Manti. This is my Manti show. Back on the air with you. Thank you for joining me. Feel free to call 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176 is the phone number. Or just jump on in, conservativenationradio.org. Click listen live. We have a chat room here open even. Or email me, Christopher@conservativenationradio.org. This is the Trinity Media Studios. And we are so glad you are with us, either live or on podcast or recording or whatever you like to call listening late or after the fact, belatedly. Thank you for that so much. It all counts the same, my friends. So if I'm not with you in the middle of the dead of night here on March the 8th, so be it. It counts the same. Christopher Manti Show, every Friday night with you here. And I was talking about Rand Paul here and his filibuster, what it was about. And it was pretty cool, I must say. You don't see it every day. And then what you really don't see every day is feeling that somebody is actually fighting for you in Washington, D.C. It really felt like that. I mean, a lot of us Tea Party folks really felt that way. It seemed to be pretty unanimous, judging by the reaction, social media and so forth, and my friends and associates around the world. Very, very positive. And even if you were indifferent to Rand or maybe even didn't like him, you'd like what he did. And it was really awesome to see fellow constitutionalists like Ted Cruz, who's proving to be totally awesome as well. You know, he's a brand new member. He doesn't care about the old rules or the way things have always happened or the way you're supposed to act. He's acting the right way. Marco Rubio got in the action. Mike Lee from Utah. A whole bunch of dudes. Pat Toomey. A whole bunch of guys. And, you know, most of them were quote-unquote Tea Party senators. So, I mean, I don't know. If you weren't invited out to dinner with the president, then you could actually do something that night. And I must say, anyway, Rand went on for 13 hours, and you really can't leave. You know, people don't realize maybe you can't go to the bathroom. You can't even really get a drink. You cannot stop unless you somebody was supposed to ask a question, and that technically that's what kept happening. I yield the floor for a question, but I don't give up my time, that type of thing. It was very interesting to watch. And finally, it worked. The bottom line is it worked. The administration finally came out and said, no, we are not constitutionally allowed to kill Americans on American soil who are not actively combating us. Like, hello, why couldn't we? This is common sense. But not when you have a tyrannical streak and a totalitarian mindset, and that's what the left does. Okay? That's what humans do in general, but leftists make it happen a lot faster. That's just the truth of history. So, it's happened. This filibuster happened. Okay. Even the ultra left wingers like Van Jones were standing up and thanking Rand Paul for doing this. It was pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. even a Democrat got up. What the heck is his name? I don't remember. He's from Oregon. Sorry about that. Oh, and there was a point. The chat room reminded me there was a Stand With Rand hashtag on Twitter that a lot of folks were using to show their thanks to Rand Paul for doing this during the filibuster. And Ted Cruz actually was reading some of the tweets live as they came in. I guess a staffer was printing them out and giving them to him as they were happening. That was pretty cool to see that. And I don't think he read mine, but I was enjoying the fracas there with that hashtag. And it was very cool to be interactive in our government. And then you had yesterday, or is it today? I've been totally out of whack here. John McCain and Lindsey Graham, they have quite a reputation among our side of being not on our side. It hurts me because, they came out and said a whole bunch of crap, trash talking about Rand. Oh, this, you should calm down. This is unnecessary. I wouldn't have answered that question either if I was the president. I mean, it's really stupid comments by both of them. And, I was a backer of John McCain. I read his books. I value his service. There's a whole lot to like. And I had to fend off a lot of criticism when I was supporting him. Oh, he's a rhino. It's not like, dude, he's not that bad. Relax. He's a hero. There's no sane person that would say if he won in 2008 that we wouldn't be a better country than we are, in better shape than we're in right now. But we certainly would be. Certainly would be different in a good way. I'm not saying it would be great or on the right path or any of that, but it would be different in a good way versus what we have now with socialist in chief. But anyway, now he pulls this. He's a fellow Republican. Okay, fine, whatever. But he's wildly popular, this filibuster. Nobody was bad-mouthing it except for him. Those two dudes, and like, man, go away. Get out. Just get out. It's time to go. I mean, they turn into like walking examples of term limits, right? I mean, seriously, what's wrong with these dudes? Come on now. Shut up. Even if you think that way, which is silly. Why would you care? Number one, what do you have to lose? You're the minority party, and all you have basically is a filibuster. Why would you stop someone who would care to do it? Well, I don't know. Just keep it to yourself. But they can't. So it's time to go. And it's sad too because when they're right, they're really right, and they'll fight you tooth and nail, and they won't let up. But too often it seems they're not in touch with reality, and especially this time, I don't know. I mean, it was all over. The support for what Rand did was all over the place. You know, your talking heads and your fellow congressmen and your grassroots were on fire for this. Who didn't? I mean, Karl Rove was pissed off. I don't know who was angry. But anyway, McCain and Graham, I like what you do sometimes. When you're right, you're good. But when you're wrong, you're really bad. So forget it. Okay? Go away. Stop it. Term limits. Please, God, help us. These guys are turning into professionals here. Not a good situation. Anyway, 718-305-7176 is the phone number. 305-7176 and 718 area code. Please give me a call or shoot me an email, christopher@conservativenationradio.org. Be happy to entertain your question or comment there as well, our chat room. Just anywhere you want. We try to make it as easy as possible to contact me, Christopher Manti Show, or any other program here on Conservative Nation Radio Network. We're here every day for you, and including Saturday soon. So that's pretty awesome. So we thank you for that. 26 after the hour on Manti Show. And after the break, after the bottom of the hour break, we are going to be joined by the spectacular executive director of the Guiding Star Project, Laura Ricketts, unless one of her children intervene. But that's all right. Even if they do, they're welcome on the air. Not a problem. So please stay tuned for that. And I'm sure she'd be happy to take your calls also if you want to chime in. No problem at all. 718-305-7176. Remember, that's the number to all our shows. So if you're listening on a different day and you want to, another one of our hosts is on or coming on later, just keep a note of that phone number and dial them up. Be happy to take your call, okay? And we'll be here till 11 o'clock Eastern, 9:27. Flying by. I'm on a roll with this filibuster. I'm filibustering myself here. What am I stopping the vote on? Anyway, again, interview with Laura when we come back, and then we'll get to stuff that I've been putting off for weeks, like Chris Christie will never be president. Is it possible to regulate abortion out of existence? And then the day that free speech died in Canada. All right, should be quite entertaining. At least I hope it is entertaining, enlightening, thought-provoking. All that stuff. Make you cry, make you laugh, make you sleepy. It's all good. Christopher Manti Show. All right, get used to it. And we'll be back right after this break. Let me talk to you about LifeLock, please. ConservativeNationRadio.org. We are very proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service that there is. It's called LifeLock. LifeLock protects your identity. This is a world that we live in of cybercrime like you wouldn't believe. There's entire industries, people just trying to be safe doing their business online. So LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information, all of it, using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There is really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. So to protect your identity with LifeLock, just go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. That's all you have to do. conservativenationradio.org. Click on the LifeLock banner, and that'll get you started. We'll be back right after this.
Things not seen.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Hey, this is Kate Pearson from the B-52s for Rad. Getting drunk is your own business, but when you drive drunk, you make it everybody's business. Don't drink and drive. Be responsible, plan ahead, and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Joining me, 718-305-7176, the phone number. And as promised, the spectacularly talented and lovely Laura Ricketts from Guiding Star Project is with us. Welcome, ma'am.
Thank you. It's fun to be on the air with you.
I know it is. That's what they all say. No, thank you. thank you so much for joining the show here tonight. Want to have, have you on as much as possible, basically, to pick your brain about different things, but mostly about this business that you are helping to run. Why don't we give folks a lowdown about what it is, what the mission is, what you do on a daily basis for it?
All right. Well, I can give you a little bit of an explanation. The Guiding Star Project, I'm their executive director. And we're basically the next stage in the pro-woman and the pro-life movement. And we really kind of seek to marry the pro-life and the pro-woman. And so our goal is to create holistic and comprehensive Guiding Star centers across the nation that provide support for natural means of family planning, fertility care, childbirth, breastfeeding, pregnancy support, family life, adoption services. In a nutshell, we want to rival Planned Parenthood. Anything that a woman might possibly consider going into a Planned Parenthood for, we want to provide her a life-affirming pro-woman alternative. How is that for
you? That sounds pretty good. Anyone who's going to take on the old PP is good with me. And it's been quite a long, who has done, consciously tried to do that. Of course you've got, here and there organizations and so forth that will be against what they're trying to accomplish, but there's never been a real alternative that I can tell on a nationwide scale that would give someone, give a woman an option. Say, hey, maybe this isn't the only place you can go. It's kind of like you don't need AARP. Right? You don't actually have to join them, although a lot of people think you do. You get to a certain age and, I'll join my AARP. But you really don't have to. They're just one company out there. There's choices, so... definitely, I think is you guys are doing the right thing. And what has the response been so far from folks that you've been able to reach?
Well, it's actually been really exciting. The Guiding Star Project has been in formation for between 6 and 7 years. I just came on board in November, And I was brought on board because they were really ready to take it to the next level and start expanding across the country, start opening the centers, start bringing affiliates on board and getting the message out. And so since I've joined them from November, I have spoken to people in several different states already. We have people in the affiliate process, pretty much a lot of Midwest support, a couple on the West Coast. We're working with somebody else on the East Coast. I'm not giving specifics because until they are an actual affiliate, we really don't want to call attention to it until we're at a certain point in the process. But we have, I'd say, I'm trying to decide if I want to give specific numbers or not. We'll leave it at, we've got some on the East Coast, we have some on the West Coast, we have several in the northern Midwest. Anybody listening from the South or from the Southwest, we'd love to get some going down there too. But it's been interesting to see that part of my job being getting the word out and really starting to try to put a national face on Guiding Star, because really we're headquartered in Minnesota. I, of course, am in Virginia, but the headquarters is in Minnesota, so we're kind of expanding out from there. And to see the response pick up every month, I'm seeing more and more people reaching out, more people expressing an interest, more people saying, hey, how do I get this started in my community? And so I really think that the snowball is just starting to roll, and it's pretty exciting to see.
What does someone do if they're listening right now and they want to actually look into this and maybe start something up? How do they contact you?
They can contact me. They can email me at my name, Laura, L-A-U-R-A, at theguidingstarproject.com. That's theguidingstarproject.com. That's my email address. Easy way to get right in touch with me. I'd rather not give out my phone number because...
That's okay.
Well, yeah.
You're allowed.
I'll plan that for now. But they can definitely email. They can also go to our Facebook page, The Guiding Star Project on Facebook. Like the page. Send us a message. I'll get in touch with you. We have our website. You can also contact us through the website. And the website is theguidingstarproject.com. theguidingstarproject.com. Very straightforward. So those are three easy ways to say, hey, can you send me more information? The website itself, you can look around on the site. We have a bunch of links up top, and one of them will actually show you sort of a blueprint of what our main proposal is for a Guiding Star Center. Our model is very flexible because we want to be able to tailor a Guiding Star Center to the community that it's coming to. And so our model itself is pliable. However, there are some very specific requirements we have, that there has to be a crisis pregnancy service offered at each Guiding Star Center. There has to be a pro-woman, pro-natural law family planning service at the Guiding Star Center. So certain things like that we sort of require each center to have. But beyond that, we really are flexible and really try to work within the community on what the community's needs are.
Very good. That's excellent. Actually, we might have a call for you here. Looks like it may be a Southeasterner as well, which would be totally great. Let's go to the phones right now. Thanks for calling. This is the Manti Show. You're on with Laura Ricketts. How are you?
I'm good. Am I all right?
Yes, sir. How can we help you today?
Hey, am I on?
Yes, sir.
Fuck.
Okay. Thanks for that. That was nice. Anyways.
Hey, I'm honored. We got trolled. That's excellent.
Yes, I get up. You're bringing them out now. This is awesome. Why don't we? Well, I see the chat room's blowing up and everything. I better be careful here. Why don't we stick with Laura herself for the time being, because we don't want to be rude to our guests. Be rude to the host all you want. I really don't care. But when I have a guest on, you better be nice. or else.
Oh, that's all okay. Right. That's right. I have a pretty thick skin, so.
Oh, well, I know you do, but we don't need it before bedtime. Probably.
All right, fair enough.
Anyway, 718-305-7176 is the number. After Laura is gone, then I can take your calls. But we don't want to mess. I don't want to mess. I don't have any patience today. Okay, guys? All right. Okay, Guiding Star, right. We're trying to fight Planned Parenthood and put them out of business, right? That's the ultimate goal?
I'd say, yeah, that's part of the goal. But the much larger goal is really just to reach out to women's hearts. The methodology that we use is through preaching and living and speaking a new feminism is what it's called. And by bringing that truth to the culture and then saying beyond just speaking and promoting this new feminism, we can even say, and look, here's a place where you can learn more about it and where you can start to live your reality as a woman yourself. And that's what a Guiding Star Center is. That we have a large picture focus is really just reaching the hearts and the minds of women in the culture, which will affect cultural change. And once that cultural change starts to take place, that's when Planned Parenthood starts to become obsolete. And so it's almost as if we don't have to say our goal is to shut down Planned Parenthood, because if we're focusing on reaching women at their core, at who they are as women and really speaking to that, then Planned Parenthood doesn't stand a chance. So.
Yeah, well, that's probably, yeah, that's much more effective than my plan. It's probably going to get a lot more results. Good thing I'm not your spokesman, right? Very good thing. you're right. Obviously, we completely agree about the focus on culture and changing what we can change and reaching who we can reach, and that being the real battlefield. Just to get real. I mean, that's what God is talking about. I've said this on previous shows, there's war all around us, and we can't see it with our eyes, but we can feel it at times. And you're walking, you're on the corner in front of Planned Parenthood or a crisis center and things like that, and you feel the hate and the fear, and that's real. I mean, that's at the basic level. That's your warfare, and it's not easy. I mean, we're called to something higher and greater, but not easier, right? I always marvel at when Jesus says, "My burden is light." Still a burden, right? And it's a cross, and that stuff's heavy.
Yeah.
And obviously, like I was saying, we completely concur, and definitely, I mean, to say it's a worthwhile cause is an understatement. And I know you care about other things as well, but the work that you're doing there is very important. And if you want to hang on another segment, if you have to go, no problem. But if you want to hang on through the break here, we'll keep talking here for just a few more minutes. Up to you.
Yeah, I'll hang on because I have an interesting piece of trivia for you.
Fantastic. Love trivia. Okay, be right back with you. Hang on, Laura. All right. This is the Manti Show here, but we've got other programs on the network that you want to check out. Number one is Radio Free America on Monday nights. So if any of you are secret members of the Joe McCarthy fan club out there, join our own Duke Brooks on conservativenationradio.org Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, for Radio Free America. Now, Duke lists anti-communist among his hobbies, which is probably why he can't get a job at NBC. in any respect, much less to fly their National Network News helicopter. But if you love history, if you love politics, if you love flying, and the occasional reference to people like Whitaker Chambers, then check out Duke Brooks on Radio Free America, Mondays, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Right. Please check that out Mondays. Now let me talk to you about Patriot Depot. Like I said before, if you go to conservativenationradio.org, there are banners to click, and this is one of them that will actually, you can buy stuff, okay, good stuff. So let's assume you're listening to conservativenationradio.org. You are a conservative, unless you called just to curse on the air. But you probably love America and our Constitution just like we do. Now, since that's the case, you're going to want to supply Depot to get everything from books, bumper stickers, patriotic T-shirts, flags, everything. Your pipeline to all that good stuff is right here, conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the best-known warehouse for all of your conservative revolution needs. So go there, wave your flag, proudly display your love for country and the conservative revolution starting right now. Go to conservativenationradio.org, click on the Patriot Depot banner, and join conservative revolution, real conservatism. Or real conservatives, and we will be right back.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Things Not Seen has returned.
Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back for Manti Show. 718-305-7176 is the number. 718-305-7176. Please feel free to call me as soon as this interview is up. And that will not be too long. Don't worry. If you want to call me and trash me, that's cool. Laura Ricketts is still with us here from Guiding Star Project, theguidingstarproject.com. Please visit it, and also on Facebook, and check out what it's all about. And hey, if you're an entrepreneur, get in on this. You know, it's one of those convergences of a good business to get in, and you're helping the world and your fellow man or woman, as it were. So thank you, Laura, for hanging with us. And I understand there are some trivia I am ready to play.
Yeah, I was excited that I got to come on your show today because I just explained before the break how part of our mission and our methodology involves the new feminism and speaking to new feminism. And today is actually International Women's Day. And so I thought it was very appropriate that I got to come on your show today and speak about Guiding Star and everything that we're about and what we're doing on International Women's Day, which incidentally was started in Europe in 1911. That is your trivia.
Huh. Well, I'm not an international woman.
Well, that's okay, because I'm a new feminist, and since new feminism believes that men and women have equal dignity and complement each other in their strengths, we're all good.
Oh. That's profound right there. I didn't know that. I thought we were all the same.
We are the same, equal dignity, but different. And that's good.
Huh. I actually, that is very useful. I actually was at a conference yesterday in Dover, Delaware, Delaware Family Policy Council, big pastors and leaders summit, they call it, pack about 500 or 600 folks in a room at a hotel and really fire up the church, basically. All your Christian leaders are there who are active in anything. I have speakers from different states and so forth. One of them was from, I guess he was from Focus on the Family out in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forget his name, forgive me. Pretty funny dude going through his speech, and he said he regularly speaks to college campuses, and one of the things that, he'll open up with is, can we agree on the premise that men and women are different?
Boo!
he said, especially in Wisconsin, he got booed so bad for that opening line. He's like, wait a minute. He said there were literally hissing coming out of the crowd. And I'm like, well, that's, you're not making this up, are you, dude? He says, no, it really happens. And that was the loudest, booze of the night for men and women are different. And he actually, took a step back and said, hold on, are you guys actually booing me for saying, just taking it all in and trying to point out exactly how ridiculous this all was. And he said he went to look at it later. They recorded it, and put it on the website or whatever. They edited that whole part out.
Wow.
Yeah. But he said it's true, it happened. Anyway, that was a long way around to tell you that men and women are possibly maybe different. But who are we to say that's above our pay grade, right? We can't talk about that kind of stuff. that's my anti-show for you. Little bit crazy. It's 53 after the hour. Ms. Laura Ricketts has been joining us. Anything else burning on your mind here before the segment ends and we move on to other exciting things?
Well, if you would allow me to make a short pitch, we are, of course, a 501c3. And
go for it.
Therefore, what we want to do is only contingent upon the support that we receive from those who would have us accomplish our goals. So if there is anyone listening who kind of likes what they hear, wants to poke around the website, theguidingstarproject.com, and would like to send us some sort of monetary support, we would be eternally grateful. There is a donate button right on our website, theguidingstarproject.com. And, it's the one part of my job that makes me cringe a little bit, because I hate asking for money, but it's also reality. And unfortunately, until something huge changes in the universe, money is necessary to accomplish what we want to accomplish. So if your heart is so touched, we certainly appreciate any kind of support that those who are listening may want to give us. And of course, on the flip side, there are other ways of supporting besides just monetary donations. We, of course, welcome those who would like to act in an advisory capacity. We would love to speak with those who think they might want to bring a Guiding Star Center to their community or who might simply want to know how they can themselves get the word out about what we're doing. So anyone who would like to offer any kind of support in that respect as well, send me an email, head to our Facebook page or to the website, and I would love to speak with you about it. So that's my little...
Yeah, I kind of doubt that grand change is coming where money doesn't matter anymore. So
yeah, it'd be kind of like living in Star Trek.
Yeah. Well, that's your fantasy, okay? Let's leave that at home. All right? Jean-Luc.
My cat is named.
I know all about this cat. I feel like I know the feline very well. No, Laura, I know two things about Laura, and she likes the Captain Picard. Nothing wrong with that, as Seinfeld would say. So let's just move on. Monetary support very, very important for and tax deductible.
That's right.
501c3s. Take that right off your taxation that time of year. I actually just did mine this week, thank God. And so if you're in a little need and you want to do something good on top of it, contribute, okay? So that's my PSA for the day. Ms. Laura, thank you so much for joining us. I sincerely appreciate it, and hopefully we can make this a regular thing because we need to promote good things, and I will continue to do that. So continue the good work, and may you be strengthened by the day.
Thank you so much. I look forward to next time.
Excellent. Thank you, ma'am. Ms. Laura Ricketts, talk to you soon. And please feel free to call 718-305-7176 if you're serious about talking to me. I will take your call, possibly. But I did want to get to some other things. Again, thank you to Laura for calling theguidingstarproject.com. Please visit it. So worthwhile. And remember also Trinity Media. Big things coming for Trinity and for Guiding Star. Bigger than maybe we ever imagined. Just got to be prepared for it, right? Okay. 718-305-7176 is the phone number. 57 after the hour. And in the second hour here, we're going to get to finally, is it possible to regulate abortion out of existence? Why Chris Christie will never be president? And the day free speech died in Canada. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Hang with me. Be here till 11 o'clock Eastern time. This is the Manti Show. Give me an email if you want. If you really have a burning desire to ask me something you can't get through on the phones, let's say, email me, christopher@conservativenationradio.org, and I'll get it, and I'll read it, and I'll address your concerns. Right? Just do that. Always available. And again, I appreciate you listening. Twitter, Manti Show, M-A-N-T-E-I, Show. On Facebook, not Twitter. Facebook. Facebook/Manti Show, and also Facebook, Conservative Nation Radio. Like both those pages. Please pay attention to them. When the posts go out, you'll be up to date on everything that happens. And then on Twitter, please follow CNR Show and Trin Media while you're at it. Thanks so much. Top of the hour coming up. We'll be back in just a moment, and we'll get to these other phenomenal topics as your Friday night rolls along on Conservative Nation Radio Network.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Are you tired of your hard-earned money going to support liberal and progressive enterprises? I know I am. That's why I shop at thethirdlantern.com. This conservative marketplace ensures that your money is well spent and supports conservative entrepreneurs dedicated to making their products here in America. Look, I'm a business owner. I know how hard it can be to get your product out there. Get on his vendors list, and it will help your sales. I have had his barbecue sauce. It is amazing. Check out the website. TheThirdLantern.com. That's the number 3, RD, lantern.com. Send your liberal friends there and tell them Higgin Resch sent you. TheThirdLantern.com. Put your money where your ideology is.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that. I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected.
Contact me, conservativenationradio.org. It's Christopher Manti Show. Formerly, Things Not Seen. It just had to change. Okay, take my word for it. It just did. And it's better this way. It's better this way. People can find me easier, and no one will confuse my show with anyone else's, right? How many Christopher Mantis do you know in this world? If you know another one, call me and let me know. I don't know of any. There are a few Mantis out there, believe it or not. But not too many, not too many. We're certainly not a huge family by any stretch of the imagination. 718-305-7176. And before we run out of time here again, I got to get to this stuff in order of importance. On the heels of our interview with Laura Ricketts, Guiding Star, we're talking about challenging Planned Parenthood and giving women the choice. The fact is that abortion is bad. Okay, right? Can we agree on that? It's wrong. Wrong. It's killing your children, right? That's a bad thing. There is a article that you should really read. It's actually on Red State. And it's about the pragmatism and baby steps of regulating abortion. And how is that going to get rid of it? Because isn't that the end game? Isn't that really what we're talking about? I'm an abolitionist. Proud to say so.
My question is, are you? And if you're not, why? Why not? Let's read this here and see if this doesn't do something for you. So the failure of pragmatism and baby steps, how brave statesmen are changing the game to end abortion. There are so many lies, this is by R. Clayton Strang last week, 2 weeks ago at Red State. There are so many lies and misconceptions about the pro-life and abortion abolition movements. I'm sure you've heard them by now. Pro-lifers hate women and want them to die in alleys where they'll have to go get abortions with coat hangers. They're against a woman's right to, quote, reproductive health, whatever that's supposed to mean. We want to pass law after law after law, chipping away at the so-called right until one day it just doesn't exist anymore. That last one is what I want to address. That particular misconception is one propagated by some of the pro-lifers themselves. Supposed intent is to take baby steps toward regulating the abortion industry out of existence. The reality is that these baby steps often do more harm than good. Take, for example, parental notification laws. Notice that they are not called parental consent laws. That's a big concession to the abortionists in and of itself. The very name surrenders the rights of parents to the imagined right to, quote, reproductive health. Parents are not asked if their 13-year-old daughter, who the government tells us is not mature enough yet to drive, get a tattoo, or see an R-rated movie without parental consent, but yet they can get an abortion, which has far more dangerous and permanent consequences. No, the parents are told that their child will get an abortion, whether they approve or not. There are often so many loopholes in these notification laws that the law is rendered meaningless anyway. Often the parents can't be notified in cases of rape or incest. The judicial bypass clauses alone can be enough to invalidate any good that the bill may contain, which is negligible at best. School counselor or Planned Parenthood thug can simply take a young girl before a judge that they know supports abortion, who will decide that the girl is mature enough or well enough informed to make the decision herself. The judge may decide that the, quote, notification of the parent or guardian is not in the best interest of the girl, who these bills refer to as a woman. The effects of the, quote, chipping away actions that is self-described to pro-life folks get to claim that progress is being made on the issue and feel good about their efforts while placating pro-lifers. When such bills are widely supported by pro-abortion politicians like former Washington State Attorney General Rob McKenna, that should be a red flag. The real implication of bills such as this is we surrender. When bills like this pass and get labeled as, quote, pro-life legislation, we're admitting that abortion is a right and should be legal. Not to mention that these bills are so ineffective at curtailing abortion that more and more laws need to be passed to maintain the appearance of pro-life action. A far better and simpler approach is to introduce and pass one bill that doesn't create new law. Rather, it correctly defines two simple words, human being. Representative Jason Overstreet of Washington State's 42nd District introduced such a bill. It's House Bill 1259. It's sponsored by his fellow Freedom Agenda team members, Representative Matthew Shea, David Taylor, Carrie Condotta, and Elizabeth Scott, among others. The correct and irrefutable definition of the word human simply mandates that all innocent life be treated the same. The simple bill corrects the false understanding that abolishing abortion is a complicated matter that requires copious amounts of new law. It tells the world we are not attempting to create new laws. We just want the current laws against murder applied to all people. And we recognize that all human beings, born and not yet born, are created equal and are endowed by God with the same unalienable rights, there will be no need to even use the word abortion. Instead, we will simply say murder and call abortionists what they truly are, murderers. To end this piece, it comes with some homework. If you live in Washington State, it says here, please contact your legislators. If you live outside of Washington State, do a little research to find if there are any legislators in your state who are introducing similar legislation and help them support it in any way you can. Also, keep your eyes open for the deceptive pro-life, quote-unquote, legislation that does nothing to further the goal of abortion abolition. It might also be good to connect with others who are working for the goal of abolition. There might be an abolitionist society in your area. And if there isn't, you could consider starting one. Lastly, I would ask that you pray. Pray for the statesmen and women in your legislature. They need it. Pray that our nation would repent for the evil that we've committed through abortion. Pray as if lives depend on it, because they do. Very important article there. And just, I want to restate the close, which is find an abolitionist society in your area. If there isn't one, start one. Or get together with another brave soul or two to start one. This is more than every, let's face it, every state has a pro-life group, probably more than one. There may be churches involved. There will be churches involved in it. A lot of good meaning folks who maybe stand on the street and hold signs and maybe try to counsel some women as they go into the clinics. But that's not enough. You have to come to the simple conclusion that if you want it, if abortion is wrong, if it's evil, if it's tantamount to slavery, and in effect worse than slavery ever was, because you didn't even get to murder your slaves, just as bad as Dred Scott was. And can you find a person today who doesn't shiver when you say Dred Scott decision, the decision that by the Supreme Court of the United States, the highest authority of justice, said that it is legal to own a slave because they are your property. It's your plantation. You do what you want with it. You own someone else. You do with them what you want. That is the same thing that happened in 1973. Supreme Court stupidly and, heartbreakingly decided that if you are a baby that happens to be in your mother's womb, you are not a person. You are less than human. You are the property of the mother or the state. And you are allowed to be killed, not just killed, but in the worst, gruesome way you can imagine. It's fulfilling all of the base animalistic hate that we are supposed to deny, leave behind, overcome. That's what we Christians do. We try to do. We acknowledge at least that that's our nature, or that we need to be saved from that part of the human condition. Depraved. So do you want it to end or don't you? I would even go further than this article. This is talking about basically personhood laws. You know, what does it mean to be human? Okay, let's take that to its conclusion. Let's take that to its conclusion. What happens if you get personhood amendments or laws passed? what happens after that. Think about it. All right? Take a quick break here, and then I'll continue to get to the point of what I'm trying to say. Soldiers of Patriotism is coming on the air Sunday on Conservative Nation Radio Network. Conservatives like things to be predictable, dependable, and reliable. And like the true anchors that they are, Mr. Michael Smith and Mr. Bing Fisher, still roll out the Soldiers of Patriotism program every Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. It would not be conservativenationradio.org without Michael B. and Uncle Bing, now would it? No, it would not. No, it would not. They started this thing. So do not miss our signature flagship show, Soldiers of Patriotism, every Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism or real conservatives. And we will be right back.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait.
Wait.
Mom, what?
What?
Huh?
Hold
What'd
on.
What'd you say? Wait a second, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Things Not Seen has returned.
Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Love rock and roll. Hope you too, or you're growing to learn it, to love it. That is a band called Echoes of Eternity, actually, if you're interested, which you're probably not, but that's all right. I am Christopher Manti. This is the Manti Show, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176 is the phone number. I'm in the middle of a little rant here, so if you'll indulge me, welcome back to the Trinity Media Studios and Conservative Nation Radio Network. Manti Show is here till 11 o'clock, 9 to 11 Eastern every Friday night. I appreciate you being with me here. Very, very, very much appreciated. I hope you take some of these words to heart and put it into action. All right? We're just talking about what it would mean to take an incremental step and how ineffective these existing laws are and how it plays right into the hands of the culture of death, pro-abortion lobby, and how it's never going to go away like this. not even close. And if you want it to really end, not be quote-unquote rare, but legal, safe and legal and rare, that you never want another child to suffer this fate again. Protect the innocent. Have everyone have the right to be alive, the first right in our documents of founding. You can't have liberty if you're not alive. It should be the cause of every libertarian. It's to end abortion, abolish it. Because without life, you don't have anything else. Duh. Anyway, let's take this to the conclusion. The article I just read mentioned basically what you would call personhood laws. Personhood law would say, what is a human being? And all humans should be protected from being murdered. Well, obviously. Okay, sounds like we align there. And that's basically the, you know, what we want to accomplish, that in word, in law, that would do it. What are we really talking about here? Okay, let's say this House bill gains traction and there's a groundswell of support throughout the nation. Every state, the senators and congressmen, they're willing to vote for this. And somehow, some way, some by some miracle, it passes the House and the Senate. And then by some ultra miracle, the president signs it, or there's enough to override his veto. Again, we're getting more and more into cloud cuckoo land as we go here. But let's say that all happens. Then it gets adjudicated and somebody challenges Roe versus Wade with, in the light of this new law that was just passed. And it's hopefully an open and shut case, struck down. Roe versus Wade has been overturned. Pro-lifers are ecstatic all over America and the world. We won, right? Mm-hmm. Well, no, you didn't. Because all that would do, if Roe v. Wade was overturned, all that does is abrogate it to the way it used to be. Abortion is not illegal. Still, it's not. Now it's up to every state to decide. And are you really going to use this federal law in every state to prosecute? I mean, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe it's a lot weaker by the time it actually gets approval and you can't enforce it. And like we're seeing now, if states are, let's say, governors are denying Obamacare or fighting against laws they don't like, we'll flip that around. What if the progressives and the death lovers decide that that's what they want to do? And, you know, the 40-some or 50, you know, half of the country that's led by the left decides they don't want to comply. And they say, abortion's here. Come on in. Well, there may be a crisis that comes about, but there would still be lots and lots of abortions, a lot of them. What is the solution? I would submit that even that is an incremental step, pragmatism, as it were. Abolition, like with slavery, will only happen via constitutional amendment. The actual Constitution has to say explicitly, abortion will never be legal again. It is always illegal, all the time, any condition, any reason. There's no excuse for it. Just like it shocks some people to hear that about slavery. What do you mean? I can't own a slave. What do you mean? I have a big plantation. The South will rise again. Forgive me. But, yeah, it's a culture shock. It sure was. are we going to have to get to the point where we're going to have to fight another civil war over this? Eventually, I mean, if people are serious about it, it'll get to that point. If people are really willing to die to defend it, sickening as it is, just like today we can't understand why someone would fight and die just to own another human being as a slave. There might be those who are willing to fight and die to be able to kill children. I don't know. Now, unfortunately, unlike that time, we're not in a situation where half or more of the country has already outlawed abortion. No one has. I mean, there's a Arkansas, I guess, had a just yesterday or the day before had a what are they calling the most restrictive abortion laws in the country. I'm sorry. Is it illegal? Until it is, don't talk to me. I don't want to hear about this. Like the article said, it's just subtle surrender. It's defeat. It's defeat. It's an all or nothing game. Either we can kill our children or we can't. And sometimes things are evil. Sometimes things are bad law, and you don't. And sometimes the federal government is too big. Sometimes they should stop making laws and leave the states and the individuals alone to do what they want with their lives. Absolutely, most of the time, but not all the time. And there's evil in the midst, sanctioned by the government. You have to overthrow it. Kill it. I take that back. Abolish it. Abolished forever, never to return, total, complete, and thorough. We moved on just fine. After slavery was abolished, we will move on just fine when there's no more abortion. But right now, we are in the phase of incredibly harsh warfare over it. I don't know exactly where we're at. I think of William Wilberforce in this scenario about how he dedicated his life. If you don't know who he is, look him up. Great Britain, great abolitionist. He was part of the Parliament of England and started off being the only one who wanted to abolish slavery. And it seemed like no one would come to his side, no one would agree, even though his arguments were flawless and convincing. It took years and years and years and years and years. So much so that he didn't think he would see it in his lifetime. He almost didn't. So what part are we at? I don't know. Is William Wilberforce even alive in this fight? I would encourage you. There's only one place. I mean, there are several states with societies, abolition societies. You could find them on abolishhumanabortion.com. There's a list of them, the state by state. They all have Facebook pages. Some of them have websites and email contacts. If you're in one of those states, please, we need to escalate the fight. We need to agitate as well as educate. We need to get in their face. Go to the colleges. Walk the streets. Wear your gear, right? Everyone's fine with you being pro-life as long as you keep it to yourself. We got to change people's opinions by the millions. Change the attitude. You have to step up if you care about it. No one else is going to do it. Even most pro-life folks can't be bothered. They haven't reached that point of realization. I don't know. Hopefully it's helped you do that here. And for abolishhumanabortion.com, it's not an organization. It's a place that will help you in your local fight. They have a lot of graphics and things you can print for free. If you want to order a T-shirt, they're reasonably priced. But it's not a top-down organization whatsoever. They're not. It's not a micromanaged thing. You don't report to anyone. Point is, somebody's got to facilitate. And they're doing that. So God bless them for that. Okay? So please, look into it. If your state doesn't have a chapter, create it. We'll be back right after this.
Things not seen.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Are you struggling with your mortgage payments? Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about your options. Or visit MakingHomeAffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
Welcome back. Good for Manti Show. Manti radio program, 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. You just heard it, man. Even the metal crowd understands about the First Amendment and what it means and what it says. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. And that's where we're going to leave it, because that's my next topic of the night. In Canada, free speech may have died this week. And you may not have heard about it. I doubt you did. So it's my duty to report it to you. This happened, dated March the 5th. Joe Carter writes from the Action Institute, Acton Institute. When future historians attempt to narrow down the exact point at which the concept of free speech died in Canada, they will likely point to Saskatchewan Human Rights Commission versus Watcott, especially this sentence.
Listen, folks, this is it. Truthful statements can be presented in a manner that would meet the definition of hate speech, and not all truthful statements must be free from restriction. Let that sink in. Truthful statements can be presented in a manner that would meet the definition of hate speech, and not all truthful statements must be free from restriction. Jesus might have claimed that the truth will set you free, but in Canada, speaking the same truths proclaimed in God's word could potentially land you in jail. The ruling, quote, "the ruling and the reasoning behind it is terrible," defendant Bill Watcott told LifeSiteNews.com. They actually use the concept that truth is not a defense. The court ruled that making claims which would be construed as detesting or vilifying homosexual behavior is enough to classify it as hate speech. Excuse me. Courts have recognized a strong connection between sexual orientation and sexual conduct, and where the conduct targeted by speech is a crucial aspect of the identity of a vulnerable group, attacks on this conduct stand as proxy for attacks on the group itself. If expression targeting certain sexual behavior is framed in such a way as to expose persons of an identifiable sexual orientation to what is objectively viewed as a detestation and vilification, it cannot be said such speech only targets the behavior. It quite clearly targets the vulnerable group. That's the word of the court. The ruling also states that the suppression of, quote, hate speech, such as claiming that homosexual behavior is immoral, is so important that it justifies infringing on religious freedom and provides a basis for, quote, reasonable limit on freedom of religion, and is demonstrably justified in a free and democratic society. There it is again. Reasonable limit on freedom of religion for talking. That's it. Now, this standard is then used to justify its draconian standard of censorship. The court says again, if, despite the context of the entire publication, even one phrase or sentence is found to bring the publication as a whole in contravention of the code, this precludes its publication in its current form. In other words, if you have a book, pamphlet, article, entire book, if one phrase or sentence in it is found to bring it in contravention of the code, then it precludes its publication. Hope you're understanding this, folks. The court used the preceding standards to scrutinize flyers that Mr. Watcott distributed in 2001 and 2002. Language Watcott uses is admittedly harsh and uncivil, but it does not rise to any reasonable standard of hate speech. In fact, the court even considered whether a quotation of Matthew 18:6 can be characterized as hate speech. This is the Bible itself, God himself talking. The court determined that it was not, and added, quote, while use of the Bible as a credible authority for hateful proposition has been considered a hallmark of hatred, it would only be unusual circumstances and contexts that would transform a simple reading or publication of a religion's holy text into what could be objectively viewed as hate speech. What? As the article continues, this, of course, is utter nonsense. By the court's own ruling, the presence of Leviticus 18:22, which says, do not have sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman, that is detestable. And by the way, that's not even as bad as the King James Version. Leviticus 18:22 would warrant classifying the entire Bible as a hate speech document. The court clearly states that if expression targeting certain sexual behavior is framed in such a way as to expose persons of an identifiable sexual orientation to what is objectively viewed as detestation and vilification, it's funny because he said the word detestation, and one of the Bible versions has the word detestable, right in Leviticus 18. It cannot be said that such speech only targets the behavior, quite clearly targets the vulnerable group. If criticism of homosexual behavior is construed as criticism of homosexuals, then a simple reading, quote unquote, of Leviticus 18 and context clearly shows that the passage could objectively be viewed as hate speech. Not surprisingly, many religious groups find the ruling and its implications disconcerting. According to LifeSite News, the Catholic Civil Rights League is concerned over the court's equating homosexual activity with homosexual persons such that it turns criticism of the behavior into hate speech of an identifiable minority. There's a quote from the Catholic Civil Rights League. A key teaching of Christianity is to hate the sin but love the sinner, said CCRL President Phil Horgan, pointing out that as a society, quote, we incarcerate convicted persons for their crimes, not out of the hate for the individual. But with Watcut, the SCC, that's the Supreme Court of Canada, has stated that the criticism of behaviors can be treated potentially as hate speech against the minority. Will criticism of activities at gay pride parades be treated similarly? Will criticism of certain homosexual sexual activities be now conflated as an example of hate speech of an individual or a minority? This conflation of behavior with the person or group is a proposition at odds with most religious teachings and of concern coming from our highest court. Where speech can be punished as hate and truth ceases to be a defense, free speech cannot exist. As Donald McClary says, Canada no longer has freedom of speech. The Supreme Court of Canada just killed it. And that's the memo. That's the article that you should pay attention to. Because those same exact rationale and language is already here. And it will gain more and more prevalence, especially as more and more left-wing judges are appointed. Our Supreme Court right now would agree with Canada's Supreme Court if it came before it, if this question came up. You know they would. Maybe one vote short, maybe. Well, maybe they'll get one more justice in the next 4 years, and that'll be that. I don't know. Do you care about this stuff? Christopher Manti, radio program, here till 11 o'clock. Just 15 minutes, and we're out of here. So, one more thing I want to talk about. But remember, I am not the only show on this network. There is one called Warrior Catholic. Just talking about that, actually, up in Canada, there's some Catholic organizations stepping up. We're going to need more of that, folks. So join our own Warrior Catholic, Chris Ricketts, on conservativenationradio.org every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. Chris is not afraid to wave the banner of Christianity in this world, becoming hostile to biblical principles, as you just heard. Actually,
former Marines like himself aren't afraid of
anything,
are they? So join Chris to talk about Christianity, the Holy Bible, and God's perpetual plan of mankind's salvation. You might also talk about his time in the Marine Corps. Warrior Catholic Show, Chris Ricketts, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And we will be right back.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman, something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right, but don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your future? You got to start saving now. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
Hey, let's just hope Steve 2037 doesn't get his hands on a cold time machine, because he is going to come back here and knock some sense into you.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
$80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Welcome back. Final segment. Manti Show. Christopher Manti program. It used to be Things Not Seen, but this is still the Trinity Media Studios presenting my show. Okay? Nothing has changed. Just the title. Little title change. Not a big deal. Things Not Seen is no more. But my topics remain. My mind remains. I am free. And will remain so. 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176 is the number. ConservativeNationRadio.org. Facebook, Conservative Nation Radio. And my show, Manti Show, on Facebook. It's M-A-N-T-E-I Show. Please find me there. Like us. And follow us on Twitter at CNR Show. CNR Show. Email me tonight or any day, Christopher at conservativenationradio.org. Remember, trinitymediaonline.com as well. Or Trin Media on Twitter to keep you up to date. Big, 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 big things coming for Trinity. You may actually hear about it in the real world in the coming weeks or sooner. Keep your eyes out. Keep your eyes peeled. All right. We are on the last segment here, and I have been dying to get to this for almost 3 weeks now. And time is allowing, so I will. On my personal blog, I wrote a little ditty called Chris Christie Will Never Be President. Right? It's a pretty simple statement, and here's why I say it. I wrote this February 27th. If about Chris Christie, governor of New Jersey, my previous state, I was born and raised in Bergen County in the north suburb of New York City. If Christie ever did have any hope of being nominated, much less winning the presidency, the actions of the past week, that's 2 weeks ago, have put that to rest. At best, he has proved himself to be a Northeast Republican. In other words, fiscally responsible, at least in word, not always in deed, but a leftist on social issues and interested in GOP establishment money and compromise with Democrats. Now that he has accepted Obamacare and has been disinvited from CPAC, the gig is up. It is over. He has no chance. He has a 70% approval rating in New Jersey. And the Dems don't even want to run a candidate against him in November. It's true. They don't. Nobody wants to do it. The one guy that they thought would have a chance is not interested. Cory Booker. He's probably going to run for Senate. And maybe even for president himself. For the Democrats, Cory Booker. But Christie is not going to be challenged this November. He will be reelected. Another term as governor is already assured. But if he truly does have dreams of the presidency, he should know that he will never survive the primary process in 2016. Like I said, I'm a Jersey boy. I love his moxie, his no-nonsense attitude, but he's just more of the same. He is not a conservative. He's not a constitutionalist. He doesn't care about your liberties. I implore emphatically my fellow conservatives listening to me now, do not, under any circumstances, give one penny or minute of your time to Chris Christie over the next 3.5 years. Don't do it. Don't even think about it. I am serious about this. I'm not trying to be funny or controversial. I truly 1,000% believe this. Do not help him run. No money. Not one dime or penny. Nothing. No time. Don't volunteer anything. Don't share Facebook posts or convince your friends that he would be worth looking at for president. Don't do it. You're not going to win. The base will not have him. If by some, and I don't know, strange things have happened in politics, my friend, this is why I'm out of it. I'm out of the game. I'm not going to be volunteering for anybody or run their campaign. But I still, I'm an analyst at heart, and I like to examine, draw conclusions, and make opinions on things. If somehow, and it may be like we saw this last time, if there's more than one real, true, honest-to-God, conservative, libertarian, constitutionalist that's running, like a Rand Paul or maybe Marco Rubio, they might split that vote again, and whoops, Mr. Rhino could slip right in and win. Just like this 2012. I hope that doesn't happen. That would be the only conceivable way. But even at that, I think people are going to see how disingenuous Christie is. I mean, just don't do it, okay? Resist. He'll never be president. He especially won't be if he doesn't have any help. Don't help him. Don't help him. Thank you. That's the Manti opinion on Chris Christie. And as we draw to a close here on the program, and thank you for listening, however you are listening live or recorded podcast after the fact. Love you. Thank you so much for doing that. Tell others about the show, will you, and about the network, about all our awesome hosts. I would appreciate that very much. This is grassroots radio, folks. The real deal stuff. I hope to bring it to you as the most professional way possible. Fact is, we're just normal folks who care. So before I go, got a blurb about the NFL real quick here. The free agency is about to start. Again, this is kind of a nerd thing, but if you're into the whole roster management, general manager, off-season comings and goings of the NFL teams, you know that
Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, is technically the first day of the year in the league, which means contracts have expired. So for those who aren't under contract for 2013 are free agents. You can sign with any team. So you're, there are several stars every year that become free agents and will change teams, and bidding wars will happen, and fortunes are won and lost, and Super Bowl teams are built and destroyed through free agency. And the Eagles lived through that one for sure two seasons ago, signed everybody under the sun and destroyed the team. Or helped to destroy it for sure. But, so that's just, so Tuesday at midnight, you know, there could be your normal flurry of action with people signing and visiting and, you know, middle of the night phone calls and airplane trips and rumors and all kinds of cool stuff for the soap opera aspect, the reality show nature of the NFL offseason. Really neat for geeks and nerds like me. However, I mention this only because starting this year, it's the first time ever, there will be a legal tampering period. In other words, in previous years, there would always be agents for players who would talk to teams. You're not supposed to talk to anybody. The rule was, if you're under contract with a team, you are not allowed to talk to other teams about your next contract. Seems simple. But it happens all the time. It happens all the time. In the days leading up to the new year, to the free agency date, agents would be talking to other teams left and right, actually talking contracts, new contracts, to the point where midnight rolls around. The first minutes of the eligible time that you could sign with a new team, people were signing. There is no possible conceivable way that you just happen to call a team on the phone, work out every detail of these giant convoluted contracts, and get it signed right then and there. But it happened constantly. So the realization was finally made. They admitted that it was what they call tampering. Agents and players were talking to other teams before they were allowed to. Everyone knew it. So in this new era, this new CBA that they have, it's legal starting tomorrow morning at midnight, which means an hour from now, to start negotiating. So agents for 3 days can meet with other teams and start talking contracts. And you might even hear of agreement in principle, quote unquote. But they can't sign anything. They can't make it officials till Tuesday at 4 p.m. So somebody else could technically sweep in and really make things interesting. But technically speaking, free agency can begin in 1 hour and 2 minutes from right now. So if you're interested at all, you might want to stay up late. All right. Thanks for joining me. That's the end of that. I love you all. Please remember you have decision to make daily, and who you will serve. Will it be the Lord, yourself, and evil going unchecked in your life? Thanks for listening. This is the Christopher Manti Show. I'll be back next week. Take care.